We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, last hour of a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Pour yourself one. Relax. Kick your feet up. It's kind of gross out. You're not going to do anything. Enjoy yourself. Responsibly, yeah, of course. Shout out to Heavy Metal Chris. He's here. He is joining the circus. Good to see you, Christopher. Like we said, we don't lie around here, Jeff. Phone lines are open. My computer is working. Took about 3.5 hours, but my computer is working. And to celebrate, we're going to kick off these phone lines, 800-636-1067. It's time to ask B. Mitch anything. Ricky is in Ashburn. What up, Rick?
Yo, what's up, B. Mitch?
What's up, man?
So I got a question. Who was the hardest hitter that ever, like, rocked you, returning and or running back, with et cetera? Who would you rank up there?
The hardest hit? Or the hardest
hitter? Yeah, that you've taken.
Hardest hit I've taken.
Well, that you've taken.
I was in college against Derek Thomas.
I love that story. Tell it.
Oh, damn. DT. All right.
Yeah,
all right.
He hit me from the blind side, had me hyperventilating and everything else.
Rest in peace.
I was still talking trash.
That's B. Mitch.
Did you play in Tuscaloosa? What was that stadium like? Thanks, Ricky.
It was packed. They were worried like hell, though.
Did you keep it tight?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ricky. What was the score? Do you remember?
That one was like 21-10 or 21-17, I think, mate. And then the 24-17, we lost another one, which we had 3 touchdowns called back in the game. We still can't find the penalties.
Against Bama?
Against Bama.
Whenever you played Bama, was it always in Bama?
Yeah.
It
was in Birmingham once and in Tuscaloosa the other time.
What about what was the loudest college stadium you played in?
Tulane was kind of loud because it was in the dome. And they had a lot of folks.
Would they sell that out?
They were close. They lost.
What year did you guys play Bama? Do you remember?
I think my senior year we played them.
Okay.
And then we played them in Birmingham.
All right, let's keep this going while I look this up because I'm a dork. PJ is in Reston. PJ, ask me Mitch.
Hey, love you guys. Thank you for all you do with the sports radio, keeping everything light in a really, really heavy time in the world, so I appreciate that. I got a boxing question for Brian Mitchell. No wrong answer, okay? If you took the best version of Floyd Mayweather, okay, maybe the best defensive boxer ever, not best boxer, but defensive skills, you put him against Terrence Bud Crawford. I personally think Bud Crawford would win. Who do you think? Now, one thing about Floyd Mayweather, okay, he's beaten great fighters, but he beat them either before or after their prime, whereas Bud Crawford is fighting guys like Earl Spence and just whooping them. So no wrong answer. I personally think Bud Crawford would have the offensive ability to break through Floyd's defense.
Isn't
God bless
Bud
you guys.
A little bigger than him too, though?
I also think we should let Jeff weigh in on that question.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bud is a little bigger than Floyd, isn't he?
Barely.
Weight class? They're not the same weight class.
Bud is
well,
bigger
I think
than Floyd.
Floyd was
yeah,
like,
he's bigger.
But I think toward the end, Floyd went up to like 147, 154 maybe, even though he's so small. So Bud may be naturally a little bit bigger, but it's like very slight. But Bud's only like 5'8", like 140, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, PJ.
I think Floyd is an unbelievable defensive player, but I don't know if he want to go against that right there.
I love PJ. He's a good listener, good caller. But his questions are usually him making a proclamation. You ever notice that? Now, this ought to be interesting. Charlie is on the line, but Landfill's not here to cross-check him. So we'll see how this goes. All right, Charlie.
What's up, Charlie?
Can you hear me?
I got you, buddy. Ask B. Mitch anything.
JP, you got to stir that pot, don't you, man?
I was just stating facts, brother.
The other guy, Brian.
Yeah.
Got two quick ones for you. You played 13 years in the NFL?
14.
I knew you. Good for you. And the second one is, come on, man. God, that, why, can you give us specific reasons why you retired?
My reflexes slowed down, and I think when your reflexes slow down in football or hockey, you leave.
Sure.
Or you might be getting eaten through a straw.
Yeah, especially in a dangerous sport like that. Okay, man, that's all I got. Love you guys.
Right, thank you, Charlie. Take care, man. Very well done by Charlie, I might add. Let's go to Hagerstown. You were talking about Hagerstown the other day as possibly just as stabby as Philadelphia. What up, Ed? Ask B. Mitch anything.
It's always a pleasure with you two guys. I love listening to you guys. Question for you, Brian.
Yeah.
Before game day, 2 days and 1 day before game day, how does your diet change and what do you eat on those given days leading up to a game day?
Mine didn't change very much. I just think that the night before the game, I didn't want to put as – early in my career, I would be eating everything. But then as I got to, like, my – later on, and I began to learn that I didn't need to put all that crap into my system, and I could just get something that morning that would still give me that energy. I changed up. But, you know, the night before, I used to get a steak, potatoes, a Caesar salad, 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream, and 3 Bombay Sapphire and cranberry juice. Then later on, I would just get me just a steak and
sipping on gin and juice
and a little a smaller like potato, and that was about it.
Thanks, buddy.
Now, what about the about the offensive linemen? What would they be? Who ate the most on the offensive line? Linemen.
Yeah, be honest with you, when you would go into a thing, offensive linemen don't eat as much as like some of these other positions, like running backs, linebackers, and stuff. They're grubbing. I'm telling you. But the offensive linemen, they come in, they get their food, then they're out. I don't know what else they were going to do. You know, sometimes they had those penalties if they were overweight, so they might have been eating in their room instead of eating in front of the trainers. You know what I mean?
Thanks for the info.
Appreciate you.
I never eat a lot at once, but I will like kind of snack throughout the day. Jeff, can I ask a question? Did something happen in the news with Floyd Mayweather? Does he have a fight coming up? We have another call that wants to talk about Floyd Mayweather?
I'm not sure. I know it's a fight between Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia tomorrow.
You just want to know if
Anthony
Floyd
Haney and Ryan Clary are fighting?
That's what it's going to seem like.
Ron B. is in D.C. What up, Ron?
What up, Ron?
How y'all doing, Mitch? Finley?
What's that?
Jeff? Man? Toby? Hypothetical question.
All right.
What will the Commanders do with number 2 if Chicago changed their mind and took Jaden Daniels?
They'll take Caleb Williams.
Without talking to him? Without getting to know him as a man, a person?
I promise.
Yes.
I think they'll take him because people know how good he is. They have scouted him just like they scouted everybody else. They know more. Like, listen. The outside world makes the conversation more important than the actual play. The guys that are making those decisions to have jobs to hold on to, they know the actual play is going to keep them employed.
I think
okay. If
something happens and Caleb Williams is there, I think they will take him for serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Hi, man. Appreciate it.
Russ is in Charlestown. Russ, fire away, dude.
Hey, fellas, how you doing? Hey, B. Mitch,
what up,
I was going to ask you, brother. Hey, what up, man? Y'all doing great, man. Great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I was going to ask you about these new kickoff rules. Man, I think you'd get a lot more yardage with this new kickoff thing they're going to have this year. I was wondering what your opinion would be on the new kickoff
stuff.
I would love it.
Yeah. I mean, like, for me, like, it's not about necessarily how fast you can build up to. It's how quick you can get to your top speed. And I had no problem getting up to top speed quickly. So, and then again – I love having a guy just on somebody's shoulder, and I can run through an arm tackle. That's what you're going to have to do a lot today. You know,
I think you roll with it, man. Looking back in the tape, shit.
The returners today that are not very strong and very quick, they're gonna have problems.
Gotcha. You know what's interesting? Have you seen a couple teams have signed like these dudes from rugby to they think maybe as a return specialist, to your point, you got to be it's basically about to become a running play with some lead-up room. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think the speed is obviously important, but it strength is going to be vital.
Yeah. You can't just be a little guy.
Thanks, Russ.
Unless you're a little guy.
Have a good weekend. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Unless you're a little guy to get up speed real quick and can get through that hole before it closes.
Pause. Cliff is in D.C. Cliff, what up?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, how's everybody?
What's up, man?
How you doing? How you doing? So I got a question. Okay, Brian Mitchell, you from Louisiana.
Yep.
You played in D.C.
Yep.
Played in Philadelphia and in New York.
Yep.
But when you retired, what made you settle in the D.C. area?
I was here for the longest. And I didn't plan to leave. I was here the whole time. And when I got released, I kept my house here. My family was still here.
Yeah, I mean, how old was Bria?
When I went to Philly?
Yeah.
Bria was 5, 6.
Yeah, and so by the time, so 3 years later, she's 9, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. She's got friends. She's got, right? Like.
Yeah, but like most of her people here, because she went to school all the way before I retired till she was 9, 10 years old, right?
Because, yeah. I mean, even my wife and I don't.
But like this is the thing. When you go out and you make your name somewhere,
mm-hmm.
that's where you normally end up staying. You know, I grew up in Louisiana, but most of my life has been away from Louisiana. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, dude, that's what my dad would always joke. He's like, people.
I paid taxes here. I never paid taxes in Louisiana because I wasn't working.
When my dad would meet somebody, they'd always be like, oh, where are you from? And he would go through the whole song and dance of his accent and everything. And he'd be like, man, I've lived in D.C. way longer than I lived in Glasgow.
Yeah.
I just sound like this, you know? Yeah. And you've been here 30 plus years?
Yeah. Got here, I was 21 years old.
Right. All right, thanks, Cliff. Good question, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Let's go to Travis in Fairfax. Trav, what up, man?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
I'm right. AD, this is Big Travis. Yo,
what up, Travis?
I want to ask you a question. I've known you for how many years? I don't even get there.
Only
want to ask you this. I know, right? I want to ask you one question. I never asked you this. I've hung out with you. Love, love, love. Brother, you're a fighter. You fight like I have fought my lifetime. But I don't know. Have you ever been in the boxing ring like I have when I was in New York when I was a child?
Yeah.
Where'd you fight at?
I boxed in Louisiana.
Oh, really? I never did Golden Gloves, but I did spar against Mark Breland.
Well, I didn't even.
I lived in boxing Brooklyn.
I boxed for about 3 weeks till my dad found out. And then he told me, dude, you're a football player. You're not getting in the boxing ring. But the dude that was the champion, he went to school with me, the dude, and I walked in one day and I just told him, I said, I'll whip you. And I beat him. And that's why the guy was like, man, you should come back. And he kept trying to get me in. My dad was like, nope, you're not doing that. You play football.
You know, I got knocked out by Mark Breland, who's an Olympic boxer, Big boy that lost to Tyson Fury. Yeah, that was back in me. I was like 88, 87. I was 17 years old. And I was just sparring up in Brooklyn. And I just said, I've known you so long. I said, hey, this brother box like I box. You did box. That's awesome, brother.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate you, dude.
I tell you, I was boxing my whole life because my dad made me and my brothers have to go at it. And I'm five and a half years younger than the brother that's next to me.
Yeah, dude. Whether you officially boxed or not, I think you boxed enough. A hunch.
He made us go at it.
I boxed in David Mintzberg's garage in high school.
How did it end up?
It was a draw. Versus Jamar. Yeah. I think my career record is 0-0-1.
Wait,
highly unsanctioned.
So in other words, you were like, I'm not going to try it again to get a victory?
I'm trying to think if I boxed somebody else. I boxed my boy Jed one night drunk in the frat house in college.
Nah, I don't think that was a box. I think that you just got out of line. He was putting you back in order.
Woody out of line, get his head bust.
I've seen that type of situation happen before with it.
We used to, late night in college, some nights we would just break out the gloves.
Now you got one victory. You beat that door.
I did beat that door. I threw a mean club punch once at a diner near where we used to work in the middle of the night and knocked the dude clean out. He was kind of expecting it.
He was expecting you to knock him out?
We were very clearly about to fight, and I decided to be the aggressor.
You have to be. You don't wait.
Yo, we knocked a bottle of ketchup onto the floor.
Man,
exploded.
Wait, you wait, you lose.
That's a wild story. We're not going to tell it on the radio. Richard is in Sterling. Hello, Rich. Ask B. Mitch anything.
Yo, B-Mitch.
What's up, man?
I heard you in the Hall of Fame with 22,000-plus yards, non-receiver other than Jerry Rice. Ain't fair.
You think he knows, dude?
I can't answer that question.
Nah, we're going to get you in there, brother.
All right, man. I hope so.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, brother.
Jeff, today may be the death of SB Mitch Anything. Maybe we were better off when the computer wasn't working. Is that a question?
You got to let people ask their questions, Jay.
There's one another dude that wants to talk boxing. Ready?
Everybody want to box. Let's go.
Paul's in D.C. Hello, Paul.
What's up, B Mitch, my man? What's going on, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, nothing, man. Look, I got to put you on the spot with this one, man. Do you really believe that Floyd Mayweather would lose to Terrence Crawford? Because that dude was on some yayo or something, man. Because how in the world can he say that Floyd Mayweather did not fight champions in his prime? Don't you know Floyd Mayweather fought more champions than any fighter ever in the history of boxing?
Hey, man, I'm just saying a bigger fighter landing a punch on you may be a little different than the people you fight in your same size.
You do know Floyd went all the way up to like light middleweight.
Yeah, and he selected those people to go up and fight.
Hey, I mean, I'm just saying, Floyd Mayweather, now, if Terrence Crawford came to tell you, down to Floyd.
I watched Roy Jones Jr. go up and fight too, but he fought the people he knew he could probably beat. He didn't go up and fight Mike Tyson in his prime.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know no welterweight beating no heavyweight, but what I'm saying is if Terrence Crawford came down and Floyd came up and they fought at a catchweight, people hating on Floyd, man. He's undefeated.
Hey, I am not hating on Floyd. I think Floyd's a great fighter. But
when you ask me
about Terrence Crawford, I'm like, listen, bro, that dude been fighting a long time.
I'm a Terrence Crawford fan, but Terrence Crawford came. He's a Floyd Mayweather pupil, too. You know what I'm saying? People forget that.
Thank you, Paul. We got a break. I don't think anybody – the only questions about Floyd Mayweather are out of the ring. In the ring, there's no questions.
All right, dude, go.
Period. I'm going to see if we can get Doc Walker on the phone when we return. Nobody going.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Guess who's back? The DOC. That's right. We got Rick Doc Walker on the line. Doc, you've been busy. You've been filling in for Sheehan all week. I haven't seen you in our office all week.
Yeah, didn't come talk to
us. We
missed
you.
Say hi, nothing.
I needed a canine alert.
No, man, I don't get to come in, man, until one of you guys are on a yacht or in an airplane, a helicopter.
Well, you mean when JP's gone. That was you mean.
Well, you're right. Yeah. B. Mitch, I got to give it. JP, you know I love you, man, but I'd love to get your contract, man, before they lay me to rest.
Well, Landfill's on vacation now. That's what we should focus on, is that Jim Andrew Mullins is taking vacation. Doc, I'm not one of these guys that looks in the past. I look at today, and I look forward, Doc.
Me too. And I love that.
And if that's where we're looking, let's just be clear.
Yeah, he looks forward, especially when you're going to talk about something with him.
Mullins is on vacation. If anybody's asking who's on vacation this week.
I'm shocked. I didn't think Jimbo. You took him, but I'm shocked.
And since we're doing this, I'm going to tell you, Doc, and the world, I just had to cancel a golf trip to Kiowa. So, you know.
Why?
I'm not asking for anybody to cry for me, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, the cancel because probably some other reason. Lauren told him, nope, you already went on.
You're shooting a commercial.
She shut him down.
Lauren told me
I understand
you're
endorsing a new beer.
No, okay. To be honest, so I'm now going to New York for Caps. And Caps could go longer, right? We don't know.
Oh, so you quit because you canceled your trip because you're going to be working.
No, I don't want to be I don't want to be that far away from the girls for that many nights, honestly.
Ching, ching.
Okay, well, you decided to do that. It ain't our fault.
I'm just saying I canceled a vacation.
Sorry for you.
I canceled a vacation.
Yeah, you should have never made it then.
Brian, you don't feel sorry for anyone. Doc might have some sympathy.
Doc don't feel sorry for you.
Well, let's let Doc answer.
Doc don't feel sorry for you. Doc taught me.
All I will say is that the more trips you take, the more chances I get to spend with Jeff Walker and Brother Mullen, so I ain't mad.
And how has your relationship with Heavy Metal Chris blossomed this week?
Well, see, brother, you know, like I say, man, we work the Negro League, so we're together a lot. And so that's my dog, man.
I legit don't know if you're allowed to say that.
Oh, you can say that. You can say that.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
The weekends, man. What are you talking about? It's in the circuit, man.
Doctor.
You want me to say the Chitlin League?
I want to ask about the event that you're in charge of tonight, that Brian's getting an award.
Well, Steve Beck, Josh Barr, they're in charge of it. I am simply a steward and honored to be a part of it. Look, it's not, you know this, JP, because you're on every major outlet in the country. How lucky am I? I get to present Brian Keith Mitchell with another award.
First one I've received from you, Doc.
I don't believe that.
Oh, Brian, you did.
Walk out your studio. Walk out your studio.
There's a picture of it outside.
Yeah, okay. You know what, JP? You already know. You know him, okay? We spend most of our life presenting him with awards.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
It's good to be B-Mitch, man.
Hey, man. And I ain't mad at him, all right? So
you know who? B-Mitch is a little temperamental today, Doc. B, how are the scripts going?
Doc. You've done scripts before, right? You have to read these scripts.
Yes.
They told me it's a 30-second script.
Yep.
Every sentence in the script is necessary that the people hear it to tell them about the actual event.
Right.
But I keep getting told to personalize it. I don't know how to personalize. The event is sponsored by Commuter Connections, Washington Area Bicycle Association, Al's Bike Shop, Go Alex and ICL.
Giving them a freebie.
How can I personalize that without reading that?
Is this the ride you're going to do to benefit the military this weekend?
No, this is another one.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, how do I personalize it without giving you that information?
Well, you be Mitch. I just tell him that.
Well, let me add that this is a much more calm and rational approach than he took during the break, where the FCC would have cared how we were discussing the script during the break. I promise you that.
Well, look, you have a world-class orator in the other room in Jeff Walker.
Have Jeff drop a beat to
it. He's upset, too. He got more upset than I did.
Because it's just crazy. Like, the spot is perfect. If the spot was to run right now, everyone would be satisfied
with
the spot.
We're going full radio insider here.
But it's just crazy. Go ahead. I'm done.
You're good. Doc, I did want to ask you about Topgolf. Have you ever been? Do you enjoy Topgolf?
Yes, I do.
I do, too. Good wings. What do you think about the Commanders hosting a whole bunch of draft prospects at Topgolf?
Oh, I don't have a problem with anything they do.
What do you care if Jaden Daniels' agent has a problem with what
Not at
they
all.
Do?
I learned something many years ago from a wise man told me, hear nothing, say nothing. See, JP, you're in the transfer information business. I'm not. You're a journalist. I'm not. You're a blogger. I'm not.
Big ear blogger is a preferred term.
Well, there's these four different channels that make a living off hearsay. I'm not a part of that. One of the beauties of aging is that, and not being born with a laptop in my crib, is that homie don't play that. So I realize that we're getting pimped by these four entities that just pass along information. And they can't survive without a phone next to their head or something going. They got to run. I don't live on that level.
Well, I tell you what, I got a little bit more news here, which is just what we needed. The video kind of making the rounds is Adam Schefter saying that Jaden Daniels' agent was upset with the process of Topgolf, more or less, right?
Okay.
Well, another agent with the same agency just quote tweeted that video and said fake news. Another guy that works at Agency One, which is the group representing.
Let me leave it with this, okay? And this is what I said earlier, Doc.
Okay.
The guy put an emoji up. No one knows what the hell he meant. Everybody is assuming what he meant. Right. Last time I checked, assuming make an ass out of you and me. They make an ass out of a lot of us then. Because ultimately, until that man comes out and say exactly what he meant by it, because we've already thought he could have meant something else.
I think it's possible the emoji was being dismissive of Florio's take.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if he's dismissive of Florio's take, he's not saying anything about anything. So now it's what people assume. And it's amazing to me now where media has become the person who's going to say what you mean before you even say what you mean.
Gossip.
It's not what it used to be. It's like now we used to make sure we had the information before we just speculate all the time.
Yeah, it's like gossip, though. Yeah. You might as well be 16 and have a Prada purse around your arm. I mean, it's like, but I'm not mad at you because it works for some people. It's like Looky Lube. I said it today. I don't look at a wreck on the other side of the beltway. I could care less. I don't slow down for roadkill. I used to. I no longer do it. I have matured. Brian can make all the fun of me he wants to at my age. I'm aging gracefully.
You look
and
great,
I accept
Doc.
It.
I don't make fun of you, man. I just make jokes.
Yes, you do.
You make fun of
me. Yes, you do. That's okay.
You call him Methuselah.
You know, here's the thing about it, JP.
Never say that. Been around a long time.
I would never call Doc
JP.
Methuselah, but you call him Methuselah.
JP, that's okay.
You're talking about everybody every day.
Yes,
what the hell are you talking about?
JP, it's okay. I'm waiting on Mitch. You see what I'm saying?
I'm waiting
on him.
If you wait
on
no
me, problem.
I'll never catch you, dog.
No, I hope you do. I want you to. What do you mean you'll never catch me?
I'll never catch you, man. But when I get to your age today, you're going to be gone again.
No, man. Keep coming. Let me tell you this. These eight, they want clicks. This guy, I hear people repeating these people all the time, and I go, wow. People say, what does he do? He keeps getting people to, he said it. Adam Schefter, he gets paid to pass information along. I love his gig because he's like E.F. Hutton. He's earned that. And so people, now everybody else gets played and they try to pass it along. If you can get in there, if you get a check for those clicks, then hallelujah. Then you win. Everybody else is just getting played.
Hey, Doc. A real question. How important is it for you that they draft a left tackle here?
Well, it's the only way we're going to win, and I really want to win. I'm really tired of losing and being mocked and not being able to talk any trash with my inner circle. So it's imperative that we get back to look, we've already know what it takes. We've been there before. I talked about it today. B. Mitch knows. Remember when we only got food when we won?
Yeah.
You know, Joe Gibbs grew. We had great restaurants, but they only delivered when we won.
Exactly.
That's funny.
You know, then somebody had somebody had a great idea. Let's put $3 million into a kitchen and feed them all the time. They ain't bust a grape since. And I'm going, let's get back to winner take all. We used to get free beer when we won. Everything happened when we won.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember that. You can talk old school all you want. I'm dying to get back to old school principles because all this new stuff, it sucks because everybody gets paid, gets rich, gets fired, and moves on, and we get stuck with the carnage.
Doc, thank you for making time for us. What time are you getting to the event this evening?
I'll be there before it starts.
Okay. We'll see you there. You wearing a tux?
Yeah, and I'll see you there. And make sure Mr. Mitchell is accommodated.
Yeah, make sure that they get your chariot in there properly.
Oh, absolutely. No, everything will be. Mitchell, we'll make sure all your accommodations are just as you like it.
Don't try to act like I'm getting the treatment you get.
The VVIP. Thank you,
Mitchell,
Doc.
We don't know what you mean, Mr. Mitchell, but we will accommodate you.
All right, Doc.
Thank you.
You're crazy.
Hey, guys, man. You guys have a good one. Thank you.
Too, man.
Doc Walker's
appreciate
the best.
Bye-bye.
Doc's a fool is what he is.
Now, if you want the B. Mitch accommodations, trust me, Jeff, that is high end. You know who gives that to everybody? Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. 7 locations all across Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly. They'll give you anything you want. You can buy a car. You can lease a car. You can sell your car. They'll buy your car today. They've got great financing options. And B. Mitch, I know what stands out to you above anything. I've bought 4 cars there. You've bought like 11. Is that Oarsman Lifetime Edge?
Yes, it definitely is, because I went over there the other day. I went to get in there to get me a trailer hitch put on my car. I went in early. I was a little bit late, actually, because I had to call over to her, and I said, hey, listen, I forgot the day. She said, come on in. I'll have it taken care of for you. Walked in. They had me a loaner car waiting for me, and when I came back, my car was washed. Just like I tell you, the Lifetime Edge gives you $1,500 in extras, including a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance, and loaner cars with major maintenance and that lifetime engine guarantee. And then if you want to sell the car, you go over to Oarsman. You go to anybody else, they're going to give you 100% of the Kelley Blue Book value. Oarsman will give you 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value. They're going to always go above and beyond to make sure you're happy. And that's what they do. They like to keep their customers happy. Take it from myself and JP, 2 extremely satisfied Oarsman customers, and let's ride together.
Let's ride!
Baby. When the historians break out their tablets and write about the B. Mitch and Finley show run, for however long we go on, they'll write about surviving the week without Landfill. And damn if we didn't make it, Jeff. Jeff, I think you did a good job. I think technology conspired against us repeatedly throughout the week. But by and large, if you're just a dude that gets in his car every day around 12:45 and gets out of his car around 1:30, and you were listening this week, probably sounded the exact same. Mm-hmm. Don't you think, B?
Yeah.
So exactly. Shout out to Mullins for taking vacation this week. I want the world to know we're a pro-vacation radio program. Jeff took a cruise. Brian's always on vacation.
No, I'm not always on vacation. Stop lying.
I'm committed to the job, of course. But
you're the one always on vacation.
No, that's Jeff.
You take more vacation.
Beastie Boys always on vacation.
You take more vacation per half a year than we take the whole all together.
We should probably figure out who won the week in betting.
I did.
I think I did.
No, you didn't.
I think I did.
You didn't have a bet yesterday.
I did.
How?
So I'm happy to discuss this because Jeff botched this. We've discovered this morning. All right?
What?
So yesterday, I had to leave at 1:20, and when I got to my car, I had to pull up from the garage. I sent 2 texts because I got confirmation from the Capitals PR. Thank you to Capitals PR for getting us Beck Malenstein today. And I texted Beck Malenstein Friday at 12:30, and I texted taking the Orioles.
That doesn't make a difference. I was here and I left 15 minutes early, and they gave me a loss.
So I told them what my bet was.
I told them too.
So I think you're just making this up.
No, I'm serious.
What day was that?
I was here the week I left with the last 20 minutes or so, and they gave me an L, Landfill and Jeff. Okay. So now that's the norm. And when you're not here, they give you an L.
The Orioles didn't play it.
Toby was here.
That is accurate.
Toby was here, and you lost it anyway. Toby wasn't even here. Toby was here.
I love that he's just yelling random things. Toby when was here. The Orioles didn't even play.
I say it. You lost it because if they didn't play and you put that bet in, you lost. Toby was
Why
here.
Why do you keep yelling about Toby? He's not here today.
Because he was putting in his bet, and Jeff told me, well, you're not going to be here tomorrow, so that's a loss. You know that, don't you?
So, Jeff, how do you have the week stacking up?
Okay,
I only lost once.
You actually lost twice because you wasn't here one day. However, we do have a dilemma.
Ooh, I'm here for a dilemma.
The dilemma is, JP, you're 3-2, right? B, you're 3-1, but your game got postponed last night.
Where I win.
So I was about to say, do we just...
3-1 is a better percentage than 3-2.
Isn't that an L?
No.
I was about to say, I how are we going to...
You can't give an L for a postponed.
We never had a postponed game. That's why...
Well, you can't do it in what are they doing in the bet? Well, yeah, if they postpone
they
the game...
They void it.
They void it? So
or maybe it just becomes...
I'm 3-1.
Well, I have another question, and this may result in my own undoing.
Demise.
How the hell am I 3-2?
Because you weren't here.
Yeah, but we only have 4 days of bets.
He's 2-2.
I thought you had a parlay.
He'll take parlays.
I don't believe in parlays. Parlays are their way to get you.
I won the damn game.
Well, either way, you lost. It don't matter. Look, if you're 3-2, 2-2.
I just figured out you don't want to say that I won.
Who?
You.
Nah, I just didn't know where we were going to go because it was postponed. You can have the win.
The only real loser here are the listeners.
No, he gave you a win and a loss for not being here.
I only made 3 picks, and Jeff had me at 3-2.
You know what? I was messed up because I thought it said talking Orioles.
You were yeah. He thought Beck Malenstein was joining us to talk about the Orioles.
I was so confused.
He came up to me this morning. He's like, Jay, you know he plays for the Caps, right? You really try and talk Orioles with him?
I walk out the room and
that
come back.
That should have been what we started the show with. See, you just messed up. That was gold. We should have kicked off the show with Jeff thinks JP wants to talk to Malenstein about the Orioles.
I said, Beck Malenstein Friday, taking the Orioles. 2 separate texts.
And he thought you missed the L?
Yeah.
Jeff.
What a world.
No, I didn't think he missed the L. It's just when I seen the notes yesterday and it was happening so fast, I thought it said
talking
Orioles. And I was like, I was so confused during the rundown this morning.
Just like I am right now.
Look, I'm literally typing in his name
just like I am
Malenstein
right now.
Orioles. It was crazy.
Chris,
man.
You're a connoisseur of heavy metal. You have been lots of places that are probably pretty crazy. Is any place crazier than the last 5 minutes of this program?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's been pretty wild here today. Seeing B Mitch with those reads in that break was pretty wild.
B was hot. B was Louisiana gumbo hot. All right. If we could claim anything as actual news in the time leading up to the draft, let's do this. That Adam Schefter was on television, said it didn't seem to go over too well with Jaden Daniels' agent, that he didn't like Washington's pre-draft process. An agent in Daniels' agency quote tweeted that video and said, fake news. If we are dissecting emojis and liked tweets, I do think it is particularly relevant to point that out. Good luck. Go Caps. Game one, Sunday, 3 o'clock. Thank you to everyone that listened to the program.
I'm vacationing next year to after the draft.
Thank you to Paul Troth for joining us. Thank you to Mike Beasley for joining us. Thank you to Rick Doc Walker for joining us. And thank you sincerely to Beck Malenstein for joining us. Score a goal Sunday, Beck. We're all rooting for you. Go Caps. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you an L.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.